This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I love that. I love that. Well, one more announcement. We had an amazing time Wednesday evening before Bible study. Aaron Evenson was baptized Wednesday evening. And so we just want to celebrate that, Aaron. Just an intimate thing with her family, and we just were proud of you, and we're thankful that you took that step, and what an amazing thing that is. And I hope it lets you all know, no matter where you are, if you're ready to be baptized, reach out. Reach out if you have questions to Pastor Eric or myself, and talk to us about that. But what a great thing it is. I'm going to just read a couple verses today. And we'll start in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. And I just want to give you, my message today is simply honor. And we talk about honoring our veterans. And that's a high respect, to give them high respect. And the Bible says, give honor to those that are worthy of honor. And to our veterans, we give you honor today. Now in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, it's short. It just says, honor the Lord. But then what? With what? How do we honor Him? With your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. But it says, of all your increase. Okay, that's great. Why? Verse 10 says, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Jan Murray talked this morning, just a few minutes ago. Why are we struggling? Because we are not honoring the Lord with our possessions. I thought, how interesting she talks about it. And that's part of my opening scripture. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Every good gift comes from God, from heaven above. Honor Him with your possessions and first fruits of your increase. I'm getting an increase of $9.99. Okay, that costs $9.98. All right, I've spent all. I've saved a penny. Church, we are spending our money before we even get it. Now, my wife has said many times, part of her testimony of tithing is when we were struggling. And she said, the first check I will write is to the church. And I've told you guys before, honestly, I said, are you sure about that? She said, absolutely. Absolutely. Why do we have to do that? So that your barns will be filled with plenty. Why do my neighbors always have? Why do my coworkers? Why does my family have? Maybe they're honoring the Lord with their possessions. And some of you may say, well, no, they're not. Well, that's okay. Maybe they're not. But I'm just saying, maybe they are. Maybe it's through their obedience that the Lord is blessing them. Honor Him. How? Or with what? With our possessions. Why? So that we may have more. And I'm not talking about a selfish thing where we're rubbing the magic genie lamp and saying, oh, Lord, make me rich. So why? So you can squander all that money like you're squandering the $2 you have now? He says, no. You want the blessing, but He says, you're not ready because you haven't been disciplined and obedient with what I've given you. Now, all this, again, this says, honor the Lord. This isn't about honoring me or the church. This says, honor the Lord. I've heard a lot lately about churches that just talk, and they're not in the Bible. And I said, you know when you're in a good church when they preach the Bible. This is in the Bible. This isn't Adam saying, honor Him by doing this, and it's nowhere to be found in the Bible. this stuff is biblical. But it says, how can we honor him? It starts in Proverbs early on. There are so many references to honoring God, to honoring one another, and honoring ourselves. Now, I have to say this to clarify. When I say we have got to honor ourselves and honor our body. But there's a scripture, God, or Jesus says, I don't want to honor myself. That's of no good. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this. Honoring ourselves, having enough respect for ourselves that we protect our body. We protect ourselves and we honor ourselves. It's hard to give others honor or high respect when we don't have that same high respect for ourselves. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and just say, I am worthy. I am worthy. You may be standing before someone, I don't mean right here, but I mean you may be standing before people and say, you're not worthy. Could be in school. It could be a friend, classmate, workmate, relative, family member. But you've got to know that you are worthy. You are worthy of honor. And you have to honor yourself. Then God tells us in Isaiah chapter 29. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13. Let me find where I'm at here, sorry. And it says, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. And God says, I'm going to do this other work again, because you guys were honoring me with your lips, but not with your hearts, not with your actions. Well, I wish I put a little bookmark in this next verse I'm supposed to be preaching out of. But then Jesus goes on and he repeats that same thing in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. And verse 8 through 11, I like it. Jesus is talking, and we've talked about this message before. He says, defilement comes from within. From what's inside of us. And he says in Matthew chapter 15 verse 8. He says, these people draw near to me with their mouth. And honor me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me. Teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. When he had called the multitude to himself. He said to them, hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. God says, don't honor me with your lips alone. I don't need that. Don't think just works will do it either. It's just don't give me all this lip service. In relationships, we have to watch out for that as well. Don't honor this relationship with lip service. I've got to see your heart that means it. I've got to see your actions that mean it. We have to watch out. Jesus tells everybody from this. He goes back in chapter 15, verse 1. And it says, then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? He said, we each have our own. Why are you doing this? For God commanded saying, honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and mother. Give them high respect. And he says, he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Uh-oh. Be careful. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your own tradition. Hypocrites, he calls them. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you saying, and that's where he goes into the, it's not just about what you say with your lips. Your lips say it, but your hearts, man, they're far from me. They're far from me. You're showing up and you're saying all the right things. Honor one another. Honor our mothers and fathers. Honor God. He says lip service alone isn't going to do it, church. Lip service alone isn't going to get you the full blessings. It's not going to please God. He knows the difference. You think He doesn't? You may fool us. We may not know, but He knows the difference. And I think, man, why do we try and pretend? When we truly honor God, listen carefully, we give Him high respect and we show Him reverence through what? Through our words. Oh, but we have to be careful. But those words are supported by and confirmed by our actions and our lifestyle. So it's our words that honor God, but it's supported by. It's verified by our actions. They go hand in hand. I talk all the time about we want to be Christ ambassadors. But He says, I really need the best representation you can give me. And lip service isn't going to do it. Back in Isaiah where we read that, they were talking about the blindness of disobedience is what my Bible says. The blindness of disobedience. Matthew 15, Jesus talked about the same thing. He said, outwardly we're saying all the right stuff, but our inward nature tells what our true character is. Our words can fool a lot of people, but our inward nature, that's going to come out in our actions. Jesus, when He was talking to the Pharisees and scribes that we just read, called them hypocrites. He said, man, you're fooling them, but you're not fooling me. In Revelation chapter 4, you know, there's so many good songs that come out of the Bible, obviously, or worship songs. That's hopefully where they're coming from. But when you read them and when you tie them into Scripture and you understand what they're saying, it sounds great when you're singing it, but it means something. Revelation chapter 4, in the middle of verse 8, it says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As the Bible comes to a close, in the beginning, it says, honor God by doing this. And then at the end, it tells us, as they come together, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Past, present, and future. You are worthy, O Lord. He is worthy of all our honor. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Why? For you created all things. And by your will, They exist and were created by His will. Each and every one of us was created and has existence. For that alone, He is worthy of our honor. As we pray today and honor our men and women that have served and that are serving, show God that same honor. Show our veterans that honor. It was the day and time that many of you remember that are older that you didn't get that honor as a veteran. And today we recognize that sacrifice. We recognize the hurt that some of you carry with you. So as we honor our veterans today, remember God deserves all of our honor and praise and glory. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much today for the ability and the freedom to honor our veterans. God, we thank You as well for Your word that tells us to honor You. And tells us how to honor You and why to honor You. God, I pray that we are obedient to that. That we give You the honor that You are due. Lord, that we do not give You lip service. But God, that we give You our sacrifice and our obedience. We back up our words with our character and our life and our lifestyle and our choices. God, today, I thank You for the safe return of my son, Austin. And I thank You for the prayers of this church body. God, I thank You for each and every veteran here today. God, we thank You for their safe return as well. God, and I pray today that if there are scars that they carry with them, Lord, that You are healing that right now. Healing those physical scars. Those emotional, those mental, those relational scars that they may be carrying. God, I pray today as a church body that we elevate ourselves to a higher position of honoring You. You who are worthy of all our praise. All honor and praise and glory go to You. In Jesus' name, amen.